Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his country has received the first shipment of S-300 anti-aircraft missile systems from Russia. President Assad says the second batch of the missiles will be delivered soon. He also says Syria will retaliate against any possible military strikes by Israel. Assad made the comments in an interview with the Lebanese television channel Al-Manar. The interview will be broadcast later on Thursday. Press TV will also air the interview at 1800 hours GMT. And for more insight on the Syrian president's comments, we're now joined by retired Army General Mr. Elias Farhad, who's joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Farhad, welcome to the program. Tell us about the significance of the S-300s reaching Syria. How much of a change can this development have in the bigger picture, especially with regards to Israeli hostilities? Assad was clear in the excerpt of that interview that there will be retaliation against any future Israeli aggression on Syrian territory.
Currently, the Israeli army is superior to the all the armies of the region, including the Syrian army, and it's superior in its in the air force. The Israeli air force is much more developed and much more bigger and sophisticated than the air force of the of Syria or, and other countries. Because of that, and because of the freedom of movement for the Israeli Air Force over the space of Lebanon, airspace of Lebanon and Syria, and due to the Israeli involvement in the current crisis in Syria, Russia equipped Syria with a system S-300, and yesterday President Assad said it's already in possession of a batch of these missiles, and they are waiting for another shipment of missiles S-300. The characteristics of this missile is very important and sophisticated. It can engage with targets out to 195 kilometers and up to altitude of 32 kilometers, and with a minimum altitude down to 25 meters, it can engage with ballistic missiles, both of short range and medium range. And the head of the missile and the guidance system are not subject to any kind of jamming, and they do not affect with the jamming systems of the Israeli radar and electronic warfare. So because of that, the United States, Israel, and Europe, all of them are protesting equipping the Syrian army with this kind of missiles. But furthermore, these missiles are not an offensive weapon. They are a defensive weapon. That means they prevent any attack from the air against Syria. They enable Syria to defend itself from air attacks, even from Turkey or from the NATO or from Israel. I think because of that, there is a great protest. But in Israel, the Israeli defense minister, Mr. Yalon, said that they are acting to prevent these missiles on to becoming operational, which means that there will be some operations by special forces inside Syria, or some strikes from by the Israeli Air Force in order to test these missiles.
Thank you very much, retired Army General from Beirut, Mr. Elias Farhad. Thank you for contributing to the program.